Okay, I really have to change my promise. I'm not going to do a podcast today. I just don't have it in me. A podcast that's not interesting or doesn't interest me is not a good podcast. So I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it whenever I want to. So today, I'm thinking of something. So I just listened to an hour-long session where two people were present, and then they talked to a third one. One of the people wants to be a stage talker, whatever they call that, and he's also writing a book. The other person is, among others, is a coach, and the third person was a client. And what really struck me is the difference between the two dudes. The client was a woman. The two dudes were like, one had one thing to say, and the other one zoomed in and said something that no matter who you are, if you listen to it, it's absolutely brilliant. Now, why I'm sharing this? Because everybody and their brother and mother and sister wants to be a coach because it looks like an easy way to make money. You sit down with a person and you talk to them and you get paid. But the truth is that just like anything else, coaching is like a huge scale from 0 to 100. Wherever you are is where you are, and the most important thing is to match somehow with what the client needs to be told, the questions that the client needs to be asked, the assignments that the client needs to get so that they can get from where they are to where they want to be. And for that, you either need to be an incredible, brilliant person, or you need to have had a huge amount of experience, life experience, your own and other people's, so that you can go from one to the next, to the next, to the next. What you advise until you actually hit on what will actually work for them. You know, when I actually coach, and I don't coach a lot because that's not my business model, I sometimes have to go through 7 or 8 or 9 different suggestions or things to do with the client before I can get them unstuck. Because just like anything else, the story of the guy who has the hammer and charges $500 to for knowing where to hit and $1 for the hitting, it's a fable. It's not how life works. You really often need to go through all kinds of trials and tribulations before you know where to hit with the hammer that you have. And especially if the way to unstuck someone is not as easy as get off your ass. Because sometimes even that works. You should just get off your ass or stop binging. And that can be considered coaching because some people on the level where they are, they says, okay, I'm off it. And then they start doing what they need to do. But more often than not, people are so deeply in doo-doo that they need a whole lot more. So my clients are like that. They are in a deep doo-doo. They have been in for decades. And they have done this and they have done that, and they followed this guru and they followed that guru. And each encounter or course or whatever they went through got them deeper into doo-doo. Because the kind of mess people are in is not simple. It's not simple. Regardless, I recorded, screen captured that call that I watched. I screen captured it at a 15% higher speed, so it's not that long. And I am going to make it available because it's brilliant. The client is a lot like some of my clients. She tries to do everything and she gets to nowhere and she procrastinates and she has no confidence and she hopes that she will have confidence first and then she will do what she needs to do, etc., etc., etc. And instead of me telling you how that works and repeating somebody else's words, I'm going to let that video just do the job. So if you're interested, then email me, okay, and I'll give you access. Okay, thank you. Oh, my email is sophie@yourvibration.com. Okay, thank you.